You're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. Special guest host segments are brought to us by Turnkey Nerds, 402-426-NERD. Dr. Jill Reel is our guest today. And again, thank you for coming in to the studio to be able to talk about, well, making sure that our kiddos are safe, they're prepared for the future, and ready to learn. Really, that's kind of what we're talking about. Is we may be towards the half of the second semester of this year, but really looking ahead to next year and getting things prepared and everybody ready. So let's go ahead and just kind of jump right in. So first, the most important thing is trying to get your physicals and everything taken care of.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to emphasize today. It's physical time, and kindergartners can come now after March 1st. So we're encouraging everyone not to wait for your yearly physicals. I know a lot of people stayed away last year for COVID, so it's not too late or too early to come in and get your yearly physical. The sports physicals start at seventh grade and all the way up. Last year, they weren't required for every grade, but this year, we haven't heard that. So I do believe this year, sports physicals will be required for seventh grade and above. But just a good time of year to everyone to come in and get your yearly physical. Your insurance company usually pays for one free yearly physical. And so what I like to do is have you come in for your yearly physical, and I count it for sports as well.
Okay, so now kindergartners can come in now, and then they're ready for next year. Sports, that actually starts a little bit later on.
It does. That will be after May 1st.
Okay, so we want to make sure that when you get that set up, you know that at May 1st for sports physicals, after that date, you can just do it all in one.
And we try not to squeeze everyone in Blair and the community in August. So if you can come in earlier, that would be really great.
How does that happen where all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, all of a sudden there's a huge rush?
Yes. The last 2-3 weeks, the 1st of August, the month of August gets very busy.
Okay. So let's go ahead and be prepared and move ahead and be the first in line, right?
That'd be great.
Okay.
I know a few people have been waiting to for March 1st to start their kindergarten physicals.
So they're getting ready and getting ready to go and prepared for schools. And again, that's just one of those checklists off and getting ready. And again, you can combine it because you can do your yearly and the sports physical or the kindergarten physical all at once.
Yes, it's very important, if at all possible, to get into your primary care physician for your yearly physical and ask that they count it towards the sports. Your primary physician, your pediatrician, your family practitioner, doctor, they know your history, your family history a lot of times. And we can look at the height and weight trends, the blood pressure trends, and check the immunizations that are so important to really have a healthy year at school.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back, and then once we have those physicals taken care of and prepared for next year, we're going to talk with Dr. Jill Reel about the success in school, some of the tools to give the kids, because it takes us all working together and to be able then also give them guidances on how to be able to live a healthy life and be prepared and prepared to learn and live and all that stuff. So that's all coming up right here on 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.